You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show and to Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about us, check it out. Go to drpatlive.com or go to the network, transformationtalkradio.com. So the phones are ringing, yes, because we are going to take a few callers for my very special guest today. There's a reason that they start to ring early, and that's because I get to hang out for the next hour. Benny and I do, and Brian. Hi, Benny.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. Going to be busy, Brian. Get those fingers going.
He already is.
I know. Look at, oh, you just, did you see what he just did? He went like this here on his shoulder. Good job. My friend, I get to hang, and I call him my friend. Let me tell you why. Because when all these people, early on, when we first started out Dr. Pat Show, nobody knew it was Dr. Pat Show. It actually wasn't the Dr. Pat Show. It was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And people asked me, who did I want to interview? And here I was, brand new, on the scene. Not really a whole lot of popularity out there in terms of the show or anything we were doing. So here was the deal. When you're first starting out on a radio show, no one knows much about you at all. They don't. Unless you're, of course, Doreen Virtue and John Holland and a few other folks. But our friends at Hay House, way back years ago, decided to partner with us early on. And so we have now, going on since 2003, 2004, an ongoing relationship with some of the most amazing people doing healing work on the planet. And John Holland is one of them. Some of his, how should I say, I don't know, let me use the term predictions. For me personally, scary, scary. We are going to be taking calls, so if you are calling in, Brian will pick up the phone, we'll put you in the queue, and we will do our best to get to you. But I want to just say this. It's more than that. You know, John is, he's been on radio, he's been on television. You know, he is the author of bestsellers beyond anything that you can imagine. Psychic Navigator is the best. It's actually one of the best. But, you know, he, all of his books, they're absolutely fabulous. And what they've enabled me to do in my life is take what he teaches, his knowledge, his experience. I've attended his workshops, and I'm telling you, wow. You get to tap in to the divinity and the power that you have as an individual. He has openly shared his time, his energy, his knowledge, his skill, and his intuition in front of thousands and thousands of people worldwide. He is one of the most giving guests I have ever had on the show. And I'm honored to have him as my friend, to have him as a guest, and I am jumping up and down. I am slap happying it to the event September 22nd when he, should we tell everybody, John, who else is going to be joining you here?
Oh, go on then.
Doreen Virtue and John Holland.
Absolutely.
OMG. You're going to have to make sure on that day that the cloud cover is not low in the city of Seattle, or we are going to be shaking it up around here. John, welcome to the show. So good to have you on.
You too, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm actually pretty good. You got me on a good day, dude.
Oh, good. Good. Well, thank God.
Yeah, my God, after some of the readings you and I have done about me, today's a good day, Sean.
Well, no, I'm honored, and I'm so glad that you're still on the radio and still getting the word out there, you, Benny, and the whole crew there. So I'm honored to be back.
Well, this is a different venue, a little bit different. It's not different that Benny is still here, but this hour that you're listening to right now, I started a network in 2010, and you actually had tipped me off about that, actually. And honestly, when you did tip me off, it was not a good year in 2009, and I pretty much ignored you. But in 2010, all of the planets lined up beautifully for a network to show up on my doorstep. And I called it Transformation Talk Radio. We have over 20 hosts now that join us on that network, and we're growing. And so you're being heard right now on KKNW in Seattle, of course, and all the affiliates here on WBLQ out in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York. And on Transformation Talk Radio, just about everywhere, and on CNN, CRN, over 300 cable radio stations and their affiliates. So quite a bit has changed since the early days.
Absolutely.
For the good, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Enough about me. I want to know what's up with you. What have you been up to?
Well, it's a busy year. Since I've talked to you last, I lost my mom last year, and, you know, that was sad. But I was there, and, you know, she was ready, so now I really know. I mean, I've lost people before, but when you lose a parent, you know, it does touch you. So all those people that come to see me, now I really know as a person, you know, the need for some closure and for some healing. So, and then, you know, that was last May, and I've been busy, gave myself a little time, which everybody needs, and it's a full year. I mean, I'm everywhere. I got a new tarot deck coming out that I just turned in, and it's all good. Dr. Pat, still doing my thing.
I love doing your thing. Let's talk a little bit before we talk about. I want to talk about the book Psychic Navigator a little bit, but I want to talk about this upcoming event.
Yes.
Are you like jumping up and down, angels in the afterlife? Oh my gosh.
I was on the boat with Doreen. I forget what cruise we were. I think it was an I Can Do It cruise. And it just popped into my head, angels in the afterlife. And I said, Doreen, would you like to do this? And, you know, she showed interest and said yes. And then months later, it came back to me again. That's my intuition saying, you know, act on this. So I called Hay House again, and they loved it. I mean, the word just resonates too, angels in the afterlife. And I'm like, you know, she is the queen. She is, you know, she's out there again. You know, she's fantastic, and, you know, she's beautiful, and what she has to say about the angels is there's no one like her, as you know. There's no one like her.
No.
So the two of us together, I think, would be quite a mix. I think it's going to be quite a mix, me doing the mediumship and her doing the angel connection, talk about angels and where we are on the earth and teaching us. And it's going to be a wonderful day, and we chose Seattle. It's been a while, Dr. Pat, since I've been back there, and Doreen loves that city, and I think both of us have a good following. So we chose Seattle, or maybe Seattle chose us.
I think so, and we're actually going to be supporting and promoting this event, and I mentioned to you before that we're going to be running a series of promotions around it because I think it's phenomenal. I love the idea. It's just beautiful, and I think the timing is right for this. John, don't you think people are really at a place, and definitely by September, they will be at a place to really receive? What's your take? What are you hearing from people?
I think, I mean, you know, you got this whole 2012 thing, what's going to happen, and no, the world's not going to end, you know, it's, but I think everyone is searching for, I think we're really pulling away. I mean, technology is out there, don't get me wrong, and technology can pull you away from your spirituality, but I think people are questioning more now that, you know, the jobs aren't there and, you know, and everything that's going on. There's a lot of good, don't get me wrong, but a lot of people are questioning more, and I think now in this year and this time, more people are coming from the soul saying, who am I? What is the soul? You know, and I have to tell people too, Dr. Pat, remember, you are a soul that comes with a body, not a body that comes with the soul. You see, you are a soul that comes with a body, not a body that comes with the soul. You are soul first. And more people are tapping into the, more so than ever, their spirituality now. They want to know where they're going spiritually, how to get there, how to be a better person, how can they serve. which is fantastic. If we all can help, we all have that attitude, what a great world it would be. How can I serve?
It really is. I mean, it's a question that I'm asking myself over and over and over again in a lot of ways. And you know what's interesting about asking the question? And I think John, I learned this from you. We actually do get answers, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. In all kinds. They can come in many forms. They can come in a dream. They can come in a stranger. Just the other day, and I just wrote this on Facebook, which I'm a big, I do my own postings, most of them. And I'm going to the post office, which is next to the library, and I just go in, and this elderly gentleman in a scooter, electric scooter, pulls up. He has an oxygen tank, and he has to be about 80, in his late 80s, I swear. So he's tooling down the street. I get out. He stops, looks at me, but looks at me like he's not really looking at me. He's like looking at something else. He says, "Congratulations." And I said, "Well, thank you. For what?" And he just drove away and waved his hand and said, "You'll see." And I said, "Okay." And I said, "Okay, I'll take it." Now, I know he doesn't know who I am, because I keep a low profile around where I live. But it's like, I'll take that. I don't know what's coming. But, sometimes you can feel something's coming. Sometimes things come in dreams. Sometimes synchronistic events will be placed in front of you. You could hear the same saying 2-3 times a day. Or if someone mentions someone to you, and you say, "That's the third time I heard someone talk about her." That's
right.
A clue. That's a clue to make contact or to watch for more synchronicity.
I love it. John Holland is in the house. We are taking your calls, of course. We've got some people in the queue. Corey, Liz, Karen, hang on. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the CD, The Bridge, and the first person that we put on the line to talk to John will receive a copy of his meditation CD. We're going to also talk about what does it mean to take a look and be that psychic navigator? Is it just for the John Hollands of the world, or can all of us experience the beauty and the honesty of true intuition? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Have you ever considered leasing instead of buying a new vehicle? There are a lot of misconceptions about leasing. The facts are, a lease is tailored to fit individual driving habits. At Acura of Seattle, at South Center, they have developed an educational program to help you understand and dispel the many myths about leasing. It's called The Plan. On Friday, June 22nd, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Acura of Seattle is hosting a free educational event discussing the benefits of leasing versus buying and answering any questions you may have. I strongly encourage you to attend. For more information and to sign up, log on to AcuraOfSeattle.com or click the link on my website, thedrpatshow.com. Either way, I'll see you at Acura of Seattle on June 22nd.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. I got a feeling it's a wrap. ASAP. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. John Holland's in the house. Pretty soon, hopefully, we'll have Doreen Virtue. These two are the tag team of Angels and Afterlife. Yes, the tag team, Angels and Afterlife. An enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland. September 22nd, guess where? Seattle. And we're going to make sure everybody knows about it. It is going to be amazing. These two together, fasten your seatbelt. Now, we have folks that are on the line, John. We'll get to it in a minute. What's the best place for people to find out, register for event? JohnHolland.com?
They can go to JohnHolland.com. They can even go to HayHouse.com, and they will see there. And I think, Dr. Pat, if they get the tickets, and there's a certain date there, and it's up and coming. I think it's like June
22nd.
Right. They'll save $50 on the ticket. So, I mean, that's a nice chunk of change to save.
Yeah, it's good. Go to HayHouse.com. Look for Angels in the Afterlife, A Day with Doreen Virtue and John Holland in Seattle. And if you register by June 22nd, you will get $50 off the ticket, which is amazing. The other thing I want to tell everybody, the first caller that we put on the phone right now, we'll get a copy of John's, I love this, his meditation CD, The Bridge. The Bridge. And we don't know who that's going to be because guess what? I don't know the first caller, but Benny and Brian do. John, why don't we? Let's go to phones.
Okay.
All right. Bam.
It's definitely a gift that we have, Pat, just to let everybody know.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take Karen from Boston. Welcome to the show. What's up, Karen?
Hey, Karen.
Hi, John. Hi, Dr. Pat. John, I'm sorry for the loss of your mom. Mm.
Thank you.
This is going to sound a little silly, but I lost my boy several years ago, and sometimes I feel a little jealous that he always comes to my husband and never me.
Oh, okay. Karen, you know what happens? Out of the two of you, you and your husband, who's the emotional one?
Me.
Okay, right. So what happens is sometimes they take their cues from you, Karen. If your son, you said you lost your son when, last year?
No, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Okay, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
What happens is if they know you're emotional, they take their cues from you, Karen. If he knows you're emotional, you're going to be upset, or it'll make you, you know, too emotional, they'll hold back. They'll go to the husband. They'll go to another sibling. If they can't get through to the family that way, they'll go to a neighbor. So I always tell this to my audiences, Karen, if you say to your son in your mind, because your loved ones are just a thought away, say, I'm okay now if you come to me. I'm open. Show me any sign that you want, okay? Show me any sign they want. Karen, is this your birthday month? Why is June significant?
It's his birthday.
Yeah, there's a cake right in front of me as I'm looking, okay? And it's getting bigger and bigger. That's always my clue, Dr. Pat and Karen, to say, pay attention. This is us coming through. So I push it away while I'm calling, but as the cake gets bigger and bigger, it's my clue to say, mention the birthday, not the passing, not the anniversary. So when was his birthday? When is it? June what?
June 7th.
Beautiful, darling, beautiful. So totally right there with you too, Karen. And as I'm with you, darling, okay, he's totally there. He'll come to you. Just ask and show different ways. Why do I hear the dog on the other side too, Karen?
Oh, we put down our dog last year.
Usually, and Dr. Pat doesn't know this, I have a huge animal charity event. 2 years ago, I raised $36,000 and gave it all to them. And then next month, another $15,000. So now that I know all about dogs and I work at a vet's office now too, Dr. Pat, when I'm not doing this work, I see and hear the breed. But right now, I just hear the dog with him, okay? Totally jumping up and down, too. And he's making me aware, too. Is it your husband's dad that's passed, Karen, or your dad that's passed?
No, neither.
He's got a definite father figure there that feels like a grandfather to me, okay? Could be either
okay.
one of you. And I'm hearing my name, too, Karen, which is a very common name. I know that. I don't like to give the name John or Mary because we all have one. But is there a J.O. connection here or somebody passed?
His grandfather, one of his great-grandfather, and then
is
also
John?
Here.
Is John?
Not
or
John. Both. Well,
okay.
His best friend was John, and Joseph was his great-grandfather.
That's who, and that's grandfather's past, because that's who, that's
yes.
that would be, yes, that's his great, he's got an elderly gentleman, he's coming through fine, and I know this is a fast passing, Karen, correct?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, not a lot of time to say goodbye, so excited. And you also have a daughter, Karen?
No, not a daughter.
Okay.
No daughter.
Is there another sibling?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, darling.
Two brothers.
Okay, he's no, how old was he when your son passed, please?
17.
He definitely had a girlfriend here or something then, because he's acknowledging another female here, okay? Unless you're a grandmother already or something, but...
No, not yet.
Okay, I got to acknowledge another girl here for him, besides the boys.
On that side or this side?
This side, here. So
okay.
Someone who's a very good friend of his, okay? Or like a girlfriend, like a sister, okay? I'm not getting the name, but he's so all around you, okay? He's so all around you. And one more thing, too, I got to give you. At your house, I know you're in Boston, okay? Do you have a pool?
No.
Where is the pool that he would have swum in, or the body of water or something?
Probably Lake Winnipesaukee.
Okay, fine, because there's memories. Are you going back this year?
No.
Okay. There's happy memories of swimming, he's telling me, okay? All right?
Yeah.
I know that's because summer. Today's the first day of summer. But so around you, Karen, and just ask him for the signs. Ask him for the dreams. Ask him for the certain flower, okay, or the pennies, you know, and he'll do his best because he's a tough little bugger, Karen, I'm telling you.
Yes, he was.
Okay, darling, but happy birthday to him, okay? And there's also
Thank
another
you.
Event, too. He's telling me there's two events in June, okay? So there's another connection to June that I'm supposed to be made aware of, okay?
Okay.
All right, Karen. God bless you, darling. Thanks for calling Dr. Pat Show.
Okay, Karen. Thank you.
And Karen, don't leave.
Did she get the bridge?
Yeah, Karen, don't hang
yeah.
up. Wow. You know, we have, John, let's take one more call before we go to break. And
sure.
then I want to talk about Psychic Navigator, Mr. B.
All right, let's take Liz now from Seattle. Liz.
Liz.
Hi, good morning, John.
Hey,
morning.
Liz.
Hi, I've had five friends and relatives die in the last year, and the way they seem to connect with me is through my dreams.
Absolutely.
Is there a way I can bring connection into the daytime, too?
Well, I'll take any way, Karen. You know, Liz, I'm sorry. When my mom passed away, and everyone thinks I'm a medium, that I suffer less grieving, and I don't. But it took a year. Just last month, my mom came to me in a dream. I had dreams before that, but she was still in the hospital, and I know that it wasn't one of those after death communication dreams. It was just me going to bereavement. But she came to me in a dream, and she said, "Johnny," and I went, "Ma," and she looked beautiful. She was younger, and we hugged, and the love that we felt in that dream, I know was real, and it was only seconds, and I call those the hugging dreams, and then it happened again. So I would take that also, that dream as a sign. You know, I'd love that, any sign, but a good thing to do, Liz, too, is to ask them, because everyone forgets that we have a two-way communication with those on the other side. The veil is very, very thin, the veil, and just say, look, can you... Now, I wouldn't want, you know, with the greatest respect, Liz, I wouldn't want them popping up in front of me, you know, unexpected. When I'm on stage, it can happen, but I wouldn't want my mother to show up in front of me because then I'll go. Do you know what I mean? But you could ask for the cologne smell or your house to be filled with flowers. You can ask for it. You may not get the sign, the exact sign, but let them know that you're open to anything around you. You could even be thinking of, is your mom gone, Liz?
No, she's still here.
Who's like a mom for you on mom's side of the family, please?
There was a great grandmother.
Just very, that, but she's been over there for a while, right?
Yes, she has.
Yep. There's another female. Is there another female, Liz, in the family that's passed, please, for you or your husband's side, please?
I have two aunts that have passed in the last year.
That's what I'm talking about. What side of the family are the aunts on? Your mother's?
My dad.
Okay. Did you know one of them better than the other, please?
Yes, I did.
This one feels very motherly to me. I don't want to do great-great-grandmother. She's definitely coming through, too, all right?
Yeah.
She's definitely coming through. She's also talking about here, too, Liz, Do you need to have your legs looked at? Are you suffering from the knee stuff?
From a knee?
Yeah. Do you have any leg issues going on right now?
Sometimes I do on my right side, yes.
Okay, I wouldn't push that off. I'm not predicting anything, but make sure, don't let that go. I don't know if it's arthritis setting in or what, but so the best way, getting back to the question, is ask them to show you different signs, too, because it's a two-way communication. And if they know that you're open to it, Karen, and you're not nervous, they're going to do it.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. John, before we kind of go to break, and Corey, we'll get to you when we come back. I wanted to just talk for a minute about your book, Psychic Navigator, and about the work that you do, because I learned so much from reading your books and also attending your workshops. Honestly, the one that you did in the workshop that you did in Seattle literally changed my life and the way that I, intuitively tap in. When you wrote Psychic Navigator, what were you trying to achieve? What was the message that you wanted people to get from that book?
I wanted them to first make it easy. I wanted it to be accessible without going into too, Eastern philosophy. And mm-hmm. So when I did it, it's like from all the training that I've gone through, and I've been through a lot because I didn't just come into this and then just do it. I wanted to study it, how it happens, how's the anatomy of the body, how does the energy centers affect the body, the aura, the breath, and colors. And no matter where I studied or who I took a class with, it always came down to meditation, auras, energy centers, and breath. And that's why I created that little book. And that came out in 2004, and it
yep.
still sells. A lot of teachers still use that little book, and it comes with the CD. So that's what I set out to do. I wanted it simple. I wanted it short. And it's beautifully done with images. And Hay House did a wonderful job. And it's still helping to teach people around the world.
Yeah, and it comes with the meditation CD as well. And I think that's why that book is so popular. I think that's why, for me, I've read all of your books, actually. But this is the one that becomes the go-to guide. And it's current. And it's very, very important these days for a lot of people, John, that are really looking for answers. They, I've noticed a change in listenership and the questions that get asked. I've noticed it in about the past 12 months, I would say. They're very, very complicated. We used to get the questions, is my boyfriend going to leave me?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Now it's, look at the two questions that just came in.
I know.
About how can we have signs?
Right.
Some people are saying, how can I be more spiritual?
Right.
And some people question, I'm just one person. How can I make a difference?
Right.
So those questions are being asked, and I think it's fantastic.
I think it's awesome. Hey, everybody, go to the website, johnholland.com. Don't forget, sign up for the event in Seattle. You have till the 22nd to get the discount. When we come back, Corey, we will get to you, and I think I have an instant feedback message from Sally in Nebraska. Sally, we'll get to you as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
This is more than a typical kind of thing. Felt the Jones in my bones and you were touched.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit TheAscensionFoundation.com. That's TheAscensionFoundation.com.
Have you ever noticed that when we connect to the essence of gratitude, we attract towards us all the hearts that are sheltered within our sacred space? In the sacred space, we are easily in touch with the source of all life and our soul, creating a place where respect and gratitude reside together. It is our haven of peace. Intuitively, we know how to connect to it, but our daily grind gets in the way of us having this profound experience. Set time aside daily to connect with your breath, as each breath is a prayer of gratitude to life. Let it nourish your life and soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio, Infusion of Gratitude Meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Too hard, but I'm sour. Oh, I can't seem to let you go. See, I've been waiting all day for you to call me baby.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com. For more information about Transformation Talk Radio, go to transformationtalkradio.com for more information and to get copies of his books, his CDs. And actually, if you go to his website, he's got a really cool thing on his website. If you go to his website and you go to the homepage, you're going to see his beautiful, beautiful face, first of all. You're going to see this guy. What a hunk. And then if you go, oh, that was kind of like, okay, I probably don't want to go to the what school will they send me to? The sexist school. And then you can click on, it says click here for your daily oracle reading. If you click on that, what happens is automatically comes up a card. You get to click on a card. I've already clicked on my card, so I can't click again. But you get to get a tarot reading, a psychic tarot reading, and John has that deck of cards too. So a lot happening. And I want to give a shout out for everybody in the Seattle area. Of course, this is Gay Pride Month, and this is a very big weekend in the Seattle area. Don't forget, everybody, the Gay Pride Parade is on Sunday and a whole bunch of events, festivals, and so forth going on over the weekend. And we're going to do our dance for great weather, weather like we're having today. John Holland, thank you, John. We've got a lot to chat about. What I would love to do is let's go take our next call for Corey, and then we could talk about how to get in touch with you know, that side of ourselves that really does know. John, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Benny, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's bring on Corey from Nine Mile Falls, Washington.
Nine Mile Falls. Hey, Corey.
Nine Mile Falls. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, John.
Hello,
hi, Corey.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is an honor and a privilege.
Anytime. Anytime.
John, it's great to talk to you, too.
You too.
My question really is I'm just needing some spiritual guidance about what to do with my career and my job life and that part of my life. I'm sort of on the fence right now, and I'm not ready to fall, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
And was wondering if there's anyone out there who can help me with this, or
well, that's a huge question, Corey. That is, yeah. that's not like a minute question, Corey. Do you know what I mean? But and sometimes, Corey, too. A lot of people, Dr. Pat and Corey, a lot of people think that when you go over to the other side, you become even more wiser than here. They are. They can give you a little advice or gently guide you. But you know what, Corey? One time, one woman asked me, "Can my father help me with my finances?" And I said, okay, was he an accountant? Was he go up money? She said, no, he sucked. And I said, well, he still does. Do you see what I mean? So just because they go over, doesn't, I don't mean to laugh, but people always reach over to the other side for guidance. But I think your guides can help you. I think your soul can help you, Corey. And are you working now?
Well, I'm self-employed right now, so I'm sort of in between projects.
Right. So a good thing to do too, Corey, is I always ask, because you said you don't know which way to go. When I'm in a quandary like that, I always ask for signs, from my soul, from the universe. I say, look, I don't know which way to go with this. Show me a synchronistic sign, and please let me know that it is a sign, because not every falling leaf coming from a tree, Corey, is going to be which way to go. But if you ask, I'm a little confused right now. Someone may come up to you and give you some advice out of the blue. You may come in contact with the book out of the blue. You may find an article out of the blue. And some people, they don't even realize that that's a synchronistic sign. People just take it in their stride or say, how weird is that? I was just thinking of this, and then I find that. When, in fact, that's just intuition in your soul trying to, say, this direction. And it's good, Corey, too. Some people always run to a psychic, and which is good, okay? But I always say trust your own gut on which direction to go. And I've seen a proper psychic is someone who can give you a few opportunities that are coming up in front of you. I don't believe the future is set in stone. They're going to show you the possibilities of a few things coming up here. Corey, are you writing yet?
Am I writing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like on paper writing? W-R? Yeah, no. Am I supposed to be?
I don't know. It's not for me. It's just that I see more journaling. I see more writing. And what kind of spiritual, what do you do for work? What do you do?
I'm a healthcare provider consultant.
Okay. All right.
I work in, like, the business office end of healthcare.
And has anyone approached...
And software.
Has anyone approached you, Corey, about writing anything that you're an expert in that field?
Well, I have created a couple of classes and such that I've developed myself. If you want to consider that writing,
right? Have you played these classes out, or is just or have you not acted on that yet? You just planned them.
I have planned them and started acting on it, and then other things keep coming and getting in the way of going further with that.
Okay, so I think this is a synchronistic sign. Now, don't go crazy, Corey. I would investigate that again, because I'm seeing you writing and teaching. So I feel like we're on the same page as that. Now, I don't want you to quit your job and say, okay, John Holland said, but investigate that a little more, Corey, because I think a lot of opportunities are going to be coming from that. And I'm seeing you being passionate about it. And once you're passionate about it, it feels like that this is the right way to go. So just investigate that. And if you say that something's trying to stop you, if it's coming up again, or if someone else mentions it again, that's a sign, like, go this way and give that a shot, okay?
Right. Okay.
All right?
I will do that.
All right, Corey.
That's great. Thank you so much, John. Dr. Pat, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Corey. Thank you. John, it's so interesting. The career thing is fascinating. But before we do that, what I would love to do is I'd love to give away another copy of The Bridge. John's latest meditation CD, The Bridge. And for those of you out there that want to jump on here with John as well, we may have time for one more caller. But the first caller to fall in, or you could call in, whichever way you prefer. 1-800-930-2819 is toll free right here to the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio. 1-800-930-2819. First caller, we'd love to give you a copy of John's latest meditation CD, The Bridge. You know, John, it's really fascinating. I get the whole career thing. I've never had the guts to leave my career like when I knew I had to, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So I've been fired from every job I've ever had. And it's interesting about how to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And I want to talk to you about that in terms of your book as well. And
sure.
What we can learn from our intuition. I'm sure you have had numerous opportunities put in front of you, television,
mm-hmm.
radio,
yes.
clients, whatever they are. But you've had to make some decisions along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is really, you know, where Psychic Navigator really comes in, and so do all your other books. But we get to that place where we don't want the outside forces to make decisions for us.
Right.
What is the best way to get in touch? Now, you talk about signs. You're the guy that taught me about signs, right? So I know you're coming on the show today. Okay. So I'm pulling out of my house down my street. And all of a sudden, a rabbit jumps out in front of my car.
Okay.
Jumps out in front of the car. I thought I hit it. I didn't hit it. Jumped out in front of the car, jumped back in. 5 minutes later, I'm riding down the road. A black cat crosses in front of my car. And I thought, I got to ask John, okay, I see the signs, but I don't even want to imagine what the totem of fear, the rabbit, is about and a black cat. I can't even go there.
I don't know what rabbit is. And, or, I mean, black cat, of course, it's they say it's an omen, but some people say it's lucky. And I think it's too. Think about it, Pat, too. You'll never know right now. It's maybe it was a, I mean, you had two creatures of nature jumping in, you know, walking in front of you in the car, and you had to slow down for these, correct?
I did.
Absolutely. You did slow down, Dr. Pat, right?
I did.
Right. So that could have been your clue to slow down, Pat. Who knows if you would, you know, sometimes you never know. I say sometimes that, say there's a banana on the road, and some people don't even pick it up. So I'll kick it to the side in the gutter. Who's to say that a kid or an elderly person, if it was still there, would have fell, broke her hip, and she would have ended up in the hospital the rest of their life? Who knows? You will never know the chain of events from things that you do. By you slowing down, now I'm not saying this, but just as an example, by you slowing down, by seeing those two animals, them running in front of your car, who's to know if you were going at a normal speed, what would have happened? You know, or, but, you know, thank God. I mean, and you were supposed to see them, too, because nature will have a way of, you know, showing you. And you know, we're all big, one big psychic antenna, Pat. And when you tune up the antenna, you can tune it up and you can tune it down. You don't always want to be sensitive. But when you tune up your antenna, it's easier to get information from the universe, from your soul. I mean, just like a television. And if a television has a bad tube, it's a scrambled picture. So by you staying clear and working on your body, working on your energy, and you don't have to sit in a cave with a monk and chant, you know, om 10 times. It's just knowing that we are one big psychic antenna. And that's what Psychic Navigator is about. And, you know, so thank you for that.
You know, part of this is also trusting that inner voice. And when we come back, I want to talk about trusting. I think we have one more caller to bring on. But I want to talk about what trusting means, what you've learned, John, because, you know, this is something that you've said yes to, you know, for your life. It's a gift that you had and an enormous service you provide. So the question is, how does John Holland trust himself every day, and what can we learn about ourselves? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. Creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by John Holland is in the house. We're going to get to Christy in a second. Before we do, you know, John, I want to mention the upcoming event one more time. And in your words, you know, let folks know what kind of day this is going to be in September.
Well, it's an all day, September 22nd. It's Doreen Virtue and myself, and it's called Angels in the Afterlife. It's going to be at the Convention Center. And, you know, many people who are questioning stuff about their souls and guidance in the afterlife and people that have lost people. And Doreen will do her part with the angels and, you know, the beautiful way that she teaches and just floats across the stage. And I will be talking about the afterlife, and I'll linking you with the people on the other side. And those, I can't call them, whoever comes through will come through, but I'll do as many readings. And that's why I like doing, it's an all-day event as opposed to a couple of hours. And we're splitting the day, so I have a chance to do a lot of readings, which I love doing. And if someone walks away with a little closure or a little more knowledge about the angels and that they are there, then I think Hay House did their job. And like I said, you get the tickets now, you save $50. So, and that's till June 22nd. And they can go to johnholland.com, hayhouse.com, doreenvirtue.com. It's all there.
I love it. I love it. One of the things we talked about was trust. Let's go to the phones and let's take this call first and talk about, you know, part of this is really learning how to trust ourselves. And like I said, how does John Holland trust himself every day? You know, what is it that we learn from all of this that really catapults us to the next level of our lives? Before we do that, John, let's go to the phones. I think we have one more call that we can take.
Christy from Bellevue, welcome to the show.
Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Thank you, John.
Hi, Christy.
I was calling to see if you can connect with my mom, Nancy, or my mother-in-law, Betty, if they...
Okay, Christy, how old are you, darling?
I'm 55.
Good. Okay, you sound so young. Christy, are you the school teacher?
Am I school teacher?
Yes.
No, not at the moment, no. I have children. I have children around me. I'm around the elderly. I'm caregiving.
It's definitely you. It's definitely you, because I feel like either you or someone's trying to come through who takes care of children, who takes care of people, and not everybody. I don't want to say a people person, but so you take care of them in what way? A health way? Teaching way? What?
Helping. I mean, I'm helping a 92-year-old woman in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Do a lot for her, but I've been around kids. I've been in campfire and counseling. I still have children. And
Pat, Dr. Pat, she's a teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
you're a teacher.
Okay.
But
okay.
as I'm with you, so you're a mom, yes?
Yes, I am.
Absolutely. So not only are you a mom to kids, you're a mom to many others too. And as I keep getting stuff about mom, I feel like your mom. Your mom's been gone for a while now. Please, Christy.
Yes.
Yeah, because this is not a recent passing, but when you're working with people, when your mom was here, mm-hmm. Christy, was she also the same kind of person as you, always helping people?
Yes, she was a nurse, and she helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know why? Because this is what I'm supposed to tell you. When you're working with people, whether it's the 92 or the children, I feel like your mother overshadows you, not in a bad way. Overshadowing mm-hmm. means that they're blending with you. So your mom, inspiration, a lot of the stuff that your mom raised you with, you're incorporating in your work in a different way. She's also telling me here too. This is definitely her, Christy. So she's not the only nurse in the family.
Well, I'm like a nurse. I have everything but the degree. I have all the experience.
This is her. This is definitely her, darling.
I've been to Children's Hospital many times.
Yes, and what you do is when you just keep doing what you're doing. This is what I feel like I'm guided to tell you. And she's definitely coming through. She's showing me the watch or the bracelet now, Christy. Now I don't like to do jewelry because everybody gets that when people pass away. But is there one special bracelet that's your mom's?
No, she didn't really wear jewelry much. No. I'll have to think about that one. So.
Yeah, I don't like doing jewelry because we all get that. But there's something about the wrist, her wrist, your wrist, and I'm only seeing one bead on it or something. And you didn't just buy a Pandora bracelet?
No, I haven't recently.
Okay, there's something about the bracelet, okay? Christy, but you keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to literally feel your mom standing right behind you. And what I would do, too, is politely look over your shoulder and say, thanks, Mom, okay, because she's there. She's also calling out here. So what, you're one of her three children?
One of the four children, uh-huh.
Okay. Is one passed, or is just one out of your space, please?
Just one out of my space. Hasn't passed.
Right. Is that the brother?
No, that's my sister.
Okay, all right. So just really quickly, Christy, okay, are you not talking to her? Or why is she out of your space?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because...
because of stuff, right? Because
story.
Of okay, that's
stuff.
Fine, all
yeah.
right? But every once in a while, Christy, I will say this. Life is too short, and I'm not predicting anything, but if there's any way that you could... They always do this on the other side. It's encourage the siblings or the family to pull together. Only if you tried, or if you try to work it out, or sent her a card and said, can we work this out? And if they didn't reciprocate... Or, you know, there's another reason, then at least you tried, Christy. Do you know what I'm saying? Then you'll never have to say could have, would have, or should have. Do you understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, darling? Okay, so keep doing the good work that you're doing, nurse and teacher, because your mom's right there to influence you.
My chakra bracelet. I wear this chakra bracelet with all the colors on my right wrist, and everybody says, what is that? What is that? And it says all the chakras, but it's not
so
anything
my bracelet.
Mom
is.
That's the bracelet.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So.
There you are. You're set.
I just saw a bead on it. You know what I mean? But it's okay. It's fine.
Christy, thank you so much for joining us here today. John, wow, this has gone really, really quickly. I wanted to ask you, as we wrap this up, what are your personal messages? What do you want to leave us with today?
One, the bridge that we're giving away, it's the latest one where I take people to the other side and they cross this bridge and you sit with your loved ones. And it's very transformational, but really, guys, too, all the time, too, that we're in such a technology world and, you know, and gadgets everywhere. Every once in a while, remember, you are a soul that comes with the body, not a body that comes with the soul. You're a soul that comes with the body, not a body that comes with the soul. Acknowledge that you are a soul. Because your soul is there, and there's layers upon layers of life. Just keep saying to yourself, I am a soul, I am a soul. It brings you back, Dr. Pat, and to everyone listening. It gives you a little centering exactly when you need it. And trust that you do have intuitive abilities. They are there, and they're free.
I love it. John, thank you so much. We'll do this again before September, I'm sure. We're actually here on the Dr. Pat Show going to be doing a series of promotions for John and Doreen's upcoming event in Seattle in September. It is a must go to event. It is rare that these two get together, if ever. And in Seattle, how special that's going to be. Make sure you register by the 22nd to get $50 off. John, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dr. Pat. Thank you, Benny.
Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Brian. Good jobs today, everybody all around. Hey, and we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, I beg and please sing him. Come out of things unsaid. Shoot an apple off my head. And a trouble that can be...
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.